This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden laid out his case for a second term in the White House in last night's State of the Union address. NPR's Lexi Schapitl reports Biden referenced his predecessor more than a dozen times in his speech without mentioning Donald Trump by name.
Biden opened his remarks drawing parallels to President Franklin Roosevelt's State of the Union in 1941, as World War II raged in Europe. Biden said democracy and freedom were under assault then, and he said the same is true today. He called on Congress to pass a bipartisan bill to provide aid to Ukraine in its war against Russia, and Biden pledged to enshrine the right to an abortion into federal law.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
The address comes as Biden heads into general election season, and days after former President Donald Trump became the last major candidate in the Republican presidential primary. And it's likely the largest television audience Biden will have all year. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
The Republican response to Biden's State of the Union address was delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt. She criticized him on issues from crime to immigration. But the Alabama senator agreed with Biden on one issue, support for in vitro fertilization.
We want families to grow. It's why we strongly support continued nationwide access to in vitro fertilization.
In Britt's home state of Alabama, IVF treatments were paused for weeks after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos were children. Alabama passed a law this week protecting IVF providers and patients. U.S. Democratic senators have recently introduced federal legislation to protect IVF treatments, but quick passage since the Alabama ruling has been blocked by Republican senators. Commercial fishermen off the coast of Alaska have found what the Defense Department is calling a large balloon with payload. From member station KUCB, Andy Lusk reports, the balloon has been delivered to the U.S. Coast Guard in Dutch Harbor in Alaska's Aleutian Islands.
Officials haven't confirmed when the balloon was found, but reporters with KUCB saw a large bundle of parachute-like material being loaded onto a U.S. Coast Guard airplane on Saturday. Senator Lisa Murkowski calls the apparent balloon an item of national interest. The balloon got caught in the nets of an American fishing vessel. The Defense Department says the Coast Guard asked the fishermen to store the material on board until they docked in Dutch Harbor. Multiple agencies plan to investigate the object's origin and purpose. An email from a DOD spokesperson says, quote, "We do not know why the balloon was in the waters off the coast of Alaska, nor are we going to characterize it at this time." The balloon has been sent to a military base in Anchorage for further investigation. For NPR News, I'm Andy Lusk in Unalaska.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower. This is NPR. The Pentagon is clearing the Osprey aircraft to return to flight. 3 months ago, 8 U.S. service members were killed in an Osprey crash off Japan. It was the second fatal crash in months and the fourth in 2 years. The Pentagon had grounded the aircraft for further investigation. The Osprey can fly like an airplane and hover like a helicopter. UCLA has released its annual study looking at diversity in the film industry. People of color made gains in the acting, writing, and directing categories in 2023. But NPR's Andrew Limbong reports women lost ground in many of these key jobs.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
The UCLA study looked at the global box office earnings for theatrically released movies in the last year and found that movies with women and casts of color were often rewarded at the box office. At the top of that list was, of course,
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Co-written, directed by, and starring women, Barbie raked in ticket sales, but behind the scenes, women lost ground in their percentage of writing and acting jobs. There were, meanwhile, the most directors of color in 2023 since the study started tracking the numbers more than a decade ago, and men of color got more opportunities to direct big-budget films. A follow-up study looking at the numbers for streaming is coming later this year. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
The House is considering a bill on the social media site TikTok. It would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to divest from its ownership. Lawmakers claim the app can spy on Americans. As the bill advanced in the House yesterday, TikTok sent a note to users urging them to complain to lawmakers. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.